You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we are honored to be just the sheer freedom we have to welcome Dr. Dingman. I mean, because I don't think other radio shows are as fortunate as we are.
There are a few, but you're the most fortunate. And I want to thank you for playing that piece of music. That is from my forthcoming funk record, Getting Dingy With It. I did a studio album in Nashville and Los Angeles, and that is the third song on the album. It's called Funky.
You know, Dr. Dingman, I meant to ask you about that because you sent that music along. Did you sample Maroon 5 at all when you...
I believe the producer, T-Bone Burnett, may have sampled a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know that when you become a big deal, especially in the music world, you may have some copyright issues with that song in Maroon 5.
Oh.
But I thought if you actually say it's sampled...
Oh, no, then you're fine. Yeah, then... Right. Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Right? If I said I had stolen it, then absolutely. But if I sampled it, it's the sincerest form of flattery.
I think that you're covered that way.
Right.
Again, we have the world-renowned Dr. Dolores Dingman, who is a foremost music psychic. He can foretell a subject's future simply by knowing the last three songs that were randomly played on your music player. We have on the line with us, we have Cindy, who's been waiting patiently. Thank you so much, Cindy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
We're thrilled that you're on the show tonight with Dr. Dingman.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Dingman.
How are you?
I'm great. Are you ready for the lineup?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
The Long and Winding Road. And Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough Fair. Long and Winding Road. And Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
By AC/DC.
Yeah. Oh, not the Michael Bublé version?
No.
AC/DC.
Although that is a great cover. That's a great cover.
Oh, he does a fantastic job. The kid can sing. And he picks, obviously, songs you wouldn't expect him to play. So Thunderstruck, Long and Winding Road. And what was the third one?
Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel.
By Simon and Garfunkel. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Because AC/DC did a version of Scarborough Fair.
I think as well as Michael Bublé.
Yes, it's a very popular song. I may sample part of it for my next album. What I'm seeing here is you're going on a bucolic journey. You're traveling. You live in the city.
Long and winding road?
Yeah, yes, but to some place. I see that you live in a gray building, an area surrounded mostly by man-made things. You don't live in nature, do you?
No.
No. I see that you're going to be going on a journey or a trip to nature in the near future. I'm going to say within 6 weeks. Do you have any vacations planned currently?
Yes, next week, Kentucky.
Oh, the bluegrass state.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing the verdant. Verdant is green and grassy and beautiful. Like a county fair. I'm seeing horses. You're going to the Kentucky Derby.
No, I'm going to Keeneland Racetrack.
Horse racing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the horses that you're going to see is going to be in the Derby this year. Is that not right? Not true?
Correct.
Yes. And that horse's name?
I can't remember. I can't remember what the horse's name is.
Is it Winifred's? Winfred's Flowers? Flowers for Winfred, something like that. But there's a horse that you're going to see next week that will run in the Kentucky Derby, and it will place third in the Kentucky Derby. So if you're going to wager, you might consider doing that. Of course, I must say that I never use my gifts for profit. I don't charge for doing readings. So I've never gambled based on a vision that I've had myself. So I would not encourage you to do that. I'm just saying it so that when it happens, I can point back to the tape and tell Patty, aha, I said.
He does do that.
And you're going...
Amazing.
Excuse me?
I said, this is amazing.
Yeah. You're going to refresh yourself on this vacation. You're feeling not yourself. You're feeling gray and colorless. It's like the color has been drained out of you. Think you're like a rainbow, but someone poked a hole in the bottom of you, and all the color is drained out. And now you're just like a clear plastic sheath of empty rainbow juice.
Oh.
That's I would say that's accurate.
Yeah. So what you're doing is you're going to this Kentucky where it's green grass and beautiful brown and black of the horses and the white of the foam of the beer. You're going to absorb all your color again and get your mojo back is what you're going to do. As the great Muddy Waters would say, get your mojo working again. Yeah, that's the plan for the vacation, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It.
Yeah, and you're not going by yourself.
No, I'm going with a friend.
Yes, but just a friend.
Yes.
And this is a male or a female?
Girlfriend. A best friend.
Yeah. And you are going, you're both single?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm sensing you're going to be there Saturday night, yes?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm seeing you and your girlfriend, who has a kind of ashy, not blonde, but not black hair, in the middle, with a tint of red, a little tinge of red, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm seeing the two of you going into a cowboy-ish bar in downtown and meeting. Do you know how to do the Western dance?
No, but I'm a quick learner.
Yeah, you should learn before you go. I'm seeing that you're going to be doing some dancing with some gentlemen. The one guy looks like Sam Elliott with a giant mustache, and the other guy has got a Lebanza that you could put a drink on. He's so fat.
Dear.
What a nice guy. He's just got a big belly. Is that your type?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Something to look out for.
Yeah, you like the chubbies. You're a chubby chaser, aren't you? I think that's a win, Patty. That's a laugh.
I feel like Cindy needs to check in with us when she comes back from her trip.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, my rainbow is already filling up with color just as you speak.
Aww.
Right. You're chubby chaser is what they call them.
Oh, my goodness.
If we were not on the radio right now, I would ask you so many other questions, and I would tell you all the things. What happens is I hear your song titles, and I start to see movies and pictures in my head. And the pictures I'm seeing in my head with you and these Pillsbury Doughmen, they're quite entertaining. You're a great broad. Let me tell you that right now. You're someone I'd want to go out and have a couple of drinks with at a horse place.
I agree. I wish I could hang out with Cindy, too.
Cindy, you're going to have a wonderful time this weekend. I'm going to tell you to do two things. Number one, go and take a country line dancing class before you go. Simple line dancing. Believe me, if people in Kentucky can do it, so can you. Very simple. And secondly, go to the mall and buy yourself some new underwear.
Oh, that's always fun.
Okay.
You know the favorite brand of the Pretty Late Show, as recommended by James Vickery and Kristen McAllister, are Hanky Pankies, just so you know, Cindy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to need at least
four. I'm very familiar with Hanky Pankies.
Yes, yep. They're fun.
Get the four pack.
I think they come in packs. Okay. Yeah, maybe you can get packs of three. I just got my three pack today in the mail.
Let me ask you this, Patty. I've never purchased ladies' lingerie. Is it like men's socks? You like the panties come in threes and the bras come in fours, so you have to buy 12 to get a matching set?
It's not like hot dogs. You're making it sound like the buns.
That's what I was thinking. Hot dogs. Yeah, that's what I mean. The buns and the meat. It's asynchronous.
I think that's only at Target.
I agree.
No, you need to go top shelf.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not going to be kept under wraps the entire weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, fill that rainbow, Cindy. Cindy, will you check in with us? We want to know how it goes.
Hot diggity.
I'm saying.
We'll do.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
You're the best. This is so much fun.
I'm so glad you called.
I'm glad you called, Cindy. Okay. December 5.
Yeah. Okay.
December. Hoorah.
Thank you,
Cindy. Let's see what Susan's up to as well. Hey, Susan, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm well. Here's Dr. Dingman.
Did you hear the reading I just gave Cindy? Susan?
Yes, I did.
She's a party girl. She's a fun girl.
sounds like
you know,
maybe I
should
grab
life by the throat and shake it till it stops moving.
I don't think that's quite the analogy you want to use, but
what are your three songs, Susan?
Well, the first one is Never Give Up, and it's probably by artists. I don't even know if you've heard of him. It's Jeff Bridgeford. He was a drummer for the Bee Gees back in, like, 1969.
Wow. Look at you, fanboy. That's a very obscure credit for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he probably won't even know I'm talking about him. But
you know him personally.
No, I bought his music. I like to look up artists and see who was in the band and see what music they're making. And I actually have bought some of their music, and I actually bought a CD by Jeff Bridgeford, which he does a lot of voluntary work for the Aborigines.
Oh.
I like music that's like kind of charitable. I want to know the artist is doing good work for the community.
You're paying it forward. So. What you're doing, you're shopping your morals and your conscience with your wallet. That's brilliant.
That sounds like me. My conscience is always like telling me what I should and shouldn't do. But the name of the song. Pardon me?
It could be annoying. Sometimes you just want your conscience to be quiet.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell you right now, Cindy's not going to have any problem with her conscience.
Well, you know,
she's leaving her conscience at home, Susan.
Wait till you hear my other songs, because the one by Jeff Bridgeford is called Never Give Up.
Yes, what are the other two?
And the other one, another one is Mood Elevator by Tom Kiefer from Cinderella.
The movie or the band?
The band.
Okay.
Tom Kiefer from the band Cinderella, and the song is called Mood Elevator.
Because there was also a film called Cinderella with a delightful soundtrack.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I guess I'm not a TV watcher, actually. I'm a radio listener.
This is Tartoon.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought maybe one of the Bippity Bippity Bop songs was actually titled, you know how it says Bippity Bippity Bop, and then in parentheses, Mood Elevator, close parentheses?
No, this Mood Elevator is probably more like probably getting high, which I don't do, but...
You don't do anymore.
No, not anymore. You got that
right. But
you
used to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you would go to school with pot in your bag, wouldn't you?
No. Well, oh, yeah, I did that, but it scared me and I gave it away.
Right. Right, but you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. All right, so we got Never Give Up, Mood Elevator, and what's the other one?
Mona Lisa by Chris Klaus.
Is that Santa's cousin?
I don't even know who that is. It came on my little MP3 player as a gift song, and I like it.
All right, so you've got three incredibly obscure artists.
Yes.
The song titles being Never Give Up, Mood right. Elevator, and Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing, you're familiar with an onion, Susan?
Yes.
And you can peel away an onion. And every layer you peel away, you get closer to the core of the onion. I'm picturing you as a giant onion. You're a very complicated, complex, filled with light person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my husband would say that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to eat, if given a choice, you're not going to eat the Frosted Flakes. You're going to have the granola.
Oh.
Exactly.
Right. You don't want to wear living creatures for clothing or fashion. So you wear a lot of fabric, canvas and cotton and things of this nature.
Absolutely.
You would never wear snakeskin boots.
Ooh.
No.
Or a calfskin belt.
No way, never.
No. And what these songs are saying about you is that you are one with nature. You are in tune with the earth. The earth will never give up. You know, there's a lot of talk about climate change, and people are misinterpreting that as, oh, the earth is in trouble. No.
Uh-huh.
The earth is not in trouble. The people who live on it are in trouble. The earth is going to be fine.
Right.
Because it never gives up. It keeps spinning, and it changes and moves and perseveres, which is what you do. You've been knocked down many times in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You keep getting up.
Hmm.
Right? Am I right? You're like those Bobos, where you punch them and they go down for a minute, and then whoop, they pop back up.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And what mood elevating. The whoop, when you pop back up, you elevate your own mood. And even though you have good reason to be downtrodden and pushed around, you don't let it get to you. And you whoop, you pop back up.
Right.
And you do it with a style and a grace and a smile, like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I catch from other people, what they tell me. So I had somebody in where I work at a college, and somebody in a higher position said I was a gem.
Yeah.
That was quite a compliment.
Yeah, you have a very bright light aura around you. You're a positive force in the earth, and I sense that you're living out some good karma in a past life. You were on the Titanic.
Oh.
You were a banjo player on the Titanic, a male banjo, no, female banjo player.
Oh, that would be neat.
Which was very rare in the day. Still is. I don't think if anyone could, you could do it. Susan, could you name a female banjo player?
No, but I can tell you that I love the banjo.
There's a law of the banjo?
She loves the banjo. Loves.
Oh, you love the banjo?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said there was a law of the banjo, like some sort of, hillbilly code. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. In a past life, you were a banjo player on the Titanic, and rather than save yourself, you helped the women and children get into the lifeboats, and you cast off 4 lifeboats before the boat itself went down, and you went down with it.
Wow.
And because of this selfless love and saving these young women and children so that they could survive, and you sacrifice yourself, you're being rewarded in this life with the wonderful life that you're living. Would you say one word would describe your life?
Satisfied.
Yeah.
Comfortable. Mm. Even though there's a lot of things going on, you know, that are layoffs at work and everything, and I still come to work with a smile on my face. I have a couple deaths in the family, and I just see people, and I can be really sad, and then I'll be walking through the hall, and there'll be a person, and I'll just light up just because there's a person there.
Boop. Mood elevator. That is what you provide the world. You can't help it. Even if you didn't want to, you would be compelled to.
Yes, yeah. I even had my brother-in-law was actually murdered, and I was really shook up about it. And I went into work, and somebody smiled at me in the hallway, and I just happy joy just filled me right there, just like that. And I can't explain it. I call it a chemical reaction, but
I can explain it. That person smiling at you was giving you what you always give back to everyone else around you. The universe is alive and sentient. It is conscious, and you're constantly feeding the universe with positive energy. On the few times when you are down, it's like having a lighthouse light burnt out. Everybody knows on the subconscious universal level. So someone rushes to help you light up again. We're all connected, Susan, and you carry the burden most of the time for strangers, people around you. So every once in a while, the universe pays you back.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Susan, thank you so much for calling. We're almost to the end of our show, so we have to let both of you go. Susan, you can visit Dr. Dingman at itunespsychic.com and find out more about where he'll be soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you, Dr. Dingman.
Bye, Dr. Bye.
Thank you both. That was wonderful, Dr. Dingman. You did a really wonderful segment tonight. We appreciate all your time. I know that we kept you a little bit longer than we thought.
That's okay, Patty. I'm actually headed to Home Depot. I need to pick up some plywood, and the prices drop at midnight, so you actually did me a favor.
Well, grab a hot dog if you can, because they usually have good hot dogs there.
They're delicious. Make a chorizo. It's to die for.
Now I need to go stop and get a hot dog on the way home. Dr. Dingman, we will talk to you again soon. Everyone, go visit Dr. Dingman at itunespsychic.com and on Twitter at itunespsychic. Have a wonderful evening, doctor.
Thank you, you too. Thanks, and good night, everyone in America.
Till we vibrate again together soon. More after this on 720 WGN.